Leadership is doing. Axiom number 7. The value of the mentor-protege relationship. A great way to measure where you are on the scale of being a true leader is to ask and answer for yourself this question: how many proteges am I mentoring? Implicit in leadership talent is the ability to persuade other people to follow you. I have had over the last couple of years the opportunity to be a protege to an outstanding leader. When I became a civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army, I truly had very little concept of how to perform this important function. Wonderful William Bill Murdy, former CASA Connecticut, reached out to me and asked me if he could guide and educate me on the responsibilities of being a civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army. Bill is a West Point graduate and has had an incredibly successful career as a leader in business. I have taken pleasure in watching how well Bill navigates me and improves my skill sets. What I specifically noticed was that he did 3 things. 1. Bill took the time to evolve me. Leaders recognize that if you are going to get people to follow your thinking, it's a significant time investment. Bill took the time out of his own schedule to meet with me and introduce me to various aspects of the Army. In our first visit, he helped me understand what the Army Corps of Engineers does. In the next visit, what the head of public relations for the Army is about. After each meeting with various units of the Army, Bill debriefed me about what we had learned from that branch of the Army. 2. Bill Murdy displays the incredible focus it takes to be a leader. A leader captures people, captures the room, and captures the entire environment he or she is occupying. He or she listens intently and nods as he or she absorbs what I am saying. As he or she learns the information I am sharing, he or she registers comprehension with frequent commentary and acknowledgement. Leaders practice their capacity to focus. When they make an introduction, they hold their eye contact just slightly longer than customary. In conversations, they keep their eyes glued to the eyes of the other person. Leaders lean into other people. Leaders reflect in facial cues that they hear the other person. One of the highest compliments I ever received was from a woman named Dinny Monroe, who said to me, "You listen like what you are hearing is the missing link to the final equation." Leaders focus on listening. 3. Bill Murdy has an open way. He doesn't see a reason to build walls in a relationship. Transparency is critical. Not only do leaders talk about their families and their children, they also talk about their vacation plans, their retirement plans, and their plans for the weekend. Leaders are not afraid for their protégés to see their foibles and their failings. By being vulnerable, they remarkably gain leadership respect.